Many groups come to our Capitol this time of year seeking funding and seeking support for major policy changes. And what you're doing today, this sort of informed advocacy, is vital. And I am pleased to join you and join you with my friend and colleague, Senator Judy Schwenk, who is the minority chair of the Human Services Committee. We all know that people want to age in place in their own home and in their own community. My husband and I were the caregivers for his late mother for more than 2 years, living in our home. So over the years, home care has and should take a greater concentration in our state policy. From the standpoint of policy, there is everything to like about the home care option. It provides quality of care, as Patty said, in a comfortable setting at a lower cost. What we need is to act on the recommendations that will make the option more widely available in practice. Good intentions can quickly collide with budget challenges, and everywhere you go, you will hear how hard it's going to be to fill our massive budget hole and how the federal budget threatens to make things worse. That is why your message about home care representing a savings over alternatives, that is so vital and important. In making home care more available, we must also attend to the quality of the services. Across the spectrum of human services, we confront concerns about salaries and high turnover. To do this shift, we have to do it right. So your agenda to me is sensible, reasonable, and affordable. But advocacy is never a one and done exercise, so we need to be relentless just as much this year. Achieving good policy and sufficient funding for home care will require our constant attention and care. And judging from this incredible turnout, the push and the emotional investment you are making, I'm confident that we are going to open the eyes and change some minds. So I look forward to continuing to work with all of you as we advance this agenda and do what people want us to do, help serve our constituents, our families, our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, our brothers and sisters in the place that they call home. Thank you so much.